This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The controversial and colorful online troublemaker Kim.com has a new business venture. His last one, the file-sharing site Mega Upload, got him indicted by American authorities who say he got rich pirating content. His new venture is just called Mega, with more on what New Zealand-based .com is up to. The BBC's Phil Mercer joins us from Sydney. Hello, Phil.
Yes, hello to you.
So how is Mega said to be different from Mega Upload, the site that got shut down and started all of .com's legal troubles?
Well, in the first instance, Kim.com says that his new venture complies with legislation, and he's warning that any government attempt to close it would be futile. He's been in New Zealand's biggest city, or close to it, living in a multi-million dollar mansion for quite a while now, trying to fend off attempts by the United States to extradite him. And that's why he's had this lavish launch party of this new venture.
Yeah, one of the things he did there was have a reenactment of the famed police raid on his mansion at that party. What's the status of the legal case against him?
Well, American investigators are alleging that many users of the outlawed Mega Upload site were engaged in pirating content and illegally sharing it. It's alleged that this cost copyright holders more than $500 million in lost revenue. He's denied the allegations and is fighting a legal battle to stay in New Zealand. The next round of legal hearings is due to take place in New Zealand in March of this year.
Now, he leads quite a life there in New Zealand, colorful to put it very, very mildly. What do people there think of him?
There are some New Zealanders who think that he's been victimized by the United States. Others, though, have a very different view and would concur with what U.S. authorities believe, that he's flouted the law and must go back to the United States to answer those legal questions that have been made against him.
All right. We'll see what happens next on that. The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney. Thanks.
Thank you.